day at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, just following other stories, other things happening in Lansing. Yesterday, the Michigan Strategic Fund Board handed out $14 million to venture capital firms, an automated trucking manufacturer, and a contracting company. $9.8 million investment from the state's Small Business Credit Initiative, Michigan Business Growth Fund, for new community transformation fund. Those three flew through the Michigan Strategic Fund meeting after it had been tabled back in May about questions as to who would be paid what percentage. Michigan Strategic Fund also gave $3 million performance-based business development grant to a Virginia-based TORC Robotics. This is a subsidiary of Germany-based Daimler Truck to open an engineering location in Ann Arbor Township. The company would use the facility to help develop and test self-driving semi-trailers. No truck driver, no tractor, just a trailer that drives itself. The company said it's going to create 500 jobs with an average salary, listen to this, of $177,000 per year, and chose Michigan because of the talent pipeline for automotive engineers and higher education facilities. Basing it near Ann Arbor because of its rich talent base, autonomous and automotive expertise, which directly fuels our mission of having freight drive itself in the very near future. Self-driving trailers. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing to me. They actually think this technology is going to work. Somebody who has been on the highways of this country, including Canada, over 400,000 miles in 4 years. The split-second decisions that I had to make many times while out there driving and pulling a trailer. Sorry, folks. I don't trust this technology in any way, shape, or form. And for the state of Michigan to be throwing this kind of money at this, it's just, in my opinion, a complete waste of time. Well, a smaller company, smaller grant, Portage-based Pro Services, a skilled trades contractor, was given $1.25 million in a performance-based Michigan Business Development Program grant to help them expand their business. Michigan Economic Development Corporation Business Development Project Manager Jennifer Wood said the expansion of the company was an asset to the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity because they offered people from the skilled trades jobs to remain in the state of Michigan. This project highlights the state of Michigan's efforts of continued partnership and collaboration with Michigan businesses to identify and train skill and professional trained trade candidates to be able to work in competitive career opportunities within the state. LEO Director Susan Corbin said Michigan was number fourth in the country in registered apprenticeships, and the company helps registering these apprenticeships. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said that these two projects would help bring in $18 million in investments to the state. In every corner of our state, people and businesses are choosing Michigan to grow and thrive their small businesses as owners, entrepreneurs, and residents, Whitmer said. Folks, this comes out exactly the same day, and you may have heard it on the news during our breaks. Unemployment in Michigan is going up. Now, based on May reports, coming in at 5.4% compared to national numbers, we are 49th in the country. Only one other state has higher unemployment than Michigan. And she thinks the way to do this is to give grants to these companies to grow apprenticeships. I understand the logic. But you're not going to fix the root problems by wasting money. It's that simple. You're not going to fix it. Keep throwing money down the drain towards these grants unless you fix the real problems of the state of Michigan. Taxes, regulations, roads, and schools. Until you fix those things, Governor, you can keep wasting all the money you want. It's not going to work. You've been doing this for 6 years as our governor. And unemployment is going up. If these programs truly worked, Governor, unemployment would be going down, not up, with you entering your seventh year this year as our governor. And you really think next year, your last year of governor, you're going to turn things around by continuing to waste this money? Got it. Unbelievable. Well, folks, we have to make sure that voters understand this heading into next year's program. It's that simple. We have got to absolutely change directions because what they're doing is not working. And with it not working, guess what? You're not going to get different results. So we'll keep following this, see where it goes. Now, one other, let's see, do I have time? Yes, I do. I think I do have time to get this in. New candidate, just heard it on the news, announcing for Democrat nomination for Attorney General. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald has made it official. She's the second-term prosecutor from Oakland County, former judge, and is now the third big-name Democrat seeking the nomination for Attorney General. I'm running for Attorney General because I'm someone who has always been drawn to doing the most good. Right now, our state is facing major threats on everything from public safety to the rule of law. From gun violence and human trafficking to threats to our fundamental freedoms and federal overreach. The stakes have never been higher. Michigan needs an attorney general ready to take on these tough fights, protect our freedoms, uphold the law, and keep our communities safe. That's what I've done my entire life as a prosecutor, a judge, a teacher, and a mom. And that's what I will do as attorney general. Well, my question is, what is Tom Leonard doing running for governor when he should be running for attorney general on the Republican side? No one has announced yet. The one gentleman that did announce, I understand there could be some changes in his campaign. We'll keep following that. But we need a serious candidate, someone with name recognition, somebody who can lay it out there for the people of the state of Michigan next year. If we don't get a serious candidate with name recognition, we could be looking at another Democrat attorney general in the state of Michigan. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We need to win this particular office. Very, very sad to see so many candidates getting in on the Democrat side, not so much on the Republican side. It's early. I get it. I understand. But you got to start your campaign and you start building a team. It needs to be done. Just got a text message. Budget committee meeting, 2 o'clock this afternoon in Lansing. So it looks like there could be a possible deal that they're working on for the school budget. It's going to be meeting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Breaking news story just coming out right now. Modani, a socialist, has been declared the unofficial winner of the New York City's Democrat mayoral primary election. Modani, a full-blown socialist. This guy has ran on free bus rides for everybody in the city, $30 minimum wage for city workers, as well as other very socialist free programs. Every newborn would be given a car seat and a basket of goodies when born in a New York City hospital, along with absolutely free food for anybody applying for it through the city residency requirements. This is the guy, 11 people ran, who wins the Democrat primary. Former Governor Cuomo ran for mayor of New York City and lost to this socialist. Now Cuomo is saying he might run as an independent in the general election. New York City. Wow. Well, it's going to be a very interesting race. We'll see where this goes. One thing I want to remind you guys, we are now selling our tickets online. You can get your tickets for the upcoming 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Fun Shoot Pig Roast. It's not going to be this Saturday, 4 weeks from this Saturday, July the 19th. We now have a donor who picked up our venue cost, so we were able to reduce our tickets. Adults are $40, teenagers are $20, and 12 and under, the kids are free. We want to focus on teaching firearm safety to young people, teenagers and the young people alike. We have range safety officers teaching them firearm safety. 12 and under will be shooting a handgun, a 22, as well as a 22 long rifle, and be put into a drawing for a brand new Winchester 22 rifle. Thanks to the donation by John Palmer of Palmer Farms in Onaway. Text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. I'll send you the link to the website. acconservatives.org. You can get your tickets online and be put on our list. We're going to have a great time. We've got Trump Unity Bridge coming with Trump gear. We're going to have music. We're going to have great food. We're doing a complete pulled pork dinner being smoked by Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig in Gaylord. We're going to have all the fixings. It's going to be a great meal. We've got great guests coming, working on some speakers, getting confirmation hopefully soon. And we're going to have a great event Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake, right there off of M88, Old State Road. Great location, paved road all the way to the venue. Bring your firearms, ammunition. The range safety ranges will be open. You can sight in your deer rifles. You can also take your handguns and shoot at the bowling pins at the pin shoot. We're going to have a great event. Hopefully you guys can join us. Again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast at 231-360-5140. You can contact us. We'll send you the link. You can get your tickets online and be part of it. It's going to be a blast. Again, the kids 12 and under are free and will be put into a drawing for a new 22 long rifle. So we're excited. Tell your friends about it. Come join us. It's going to be a great time. I'm reaching out to a couple of the governor candidates to see if they can make it. I also have calls into some special speakers waiting to get confirmation of them as well. One last thing we'd like to ask your help in is our legal defense fund. We're still engaged in these litigations. We greatly appreciate your support. If you can text me legal, I'll send you the link to the website that explains all of the information, explains to you basically what we're dealing with and how you can help us. We also have information that if you'd like to mail us a check, you don't want to make a donation online, that's fine. Just make them out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC. Mail it to our P.O. Box 650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49615. You can text me legal. I'll give you the information. You can read online as well as the mailing address. We appreciate you guys helping us out. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 99.